Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel, and it is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The readings are from Cycle A.
Well, today is the triumph of the cross, and I'm reminded that there are several stories that come to mind, flesh rushing through my head. I see people here. You probably like stories, yes? We, in some sense, we're kind of raised on stories. There's that story, the classic story of two kids, you know, a boy and a girl, Hansel and Gretel. Perhaps we've heard their story, you know. They went off into the woods, not because they wanted to, but they left, you know, breadcrumbs and so forth, and the birds came and swept them up. But they came across a house made of candy and sweets, and they started to nibble on the house. Little did they know that it was occupied by a witch. Probably they didn't really care at the time, being overindulgent in sweets, as some of us can be. And you know who you are, huh? And they end up, you know, the witch who lives there, you know, captures the two and puts Hansel into a cage, whatever, to fatten him up, to then put him into the oven, and that's pretty much how it ended, right? Or there's that story of Cinderella, right? You know, in a sort of a modern day family, stepsisters, and has a stepmother, and they didn't treat her nicely, you know. They made her take care of everything, and then all of a sudden an invitation came from the palace. The prince was putting on a party, and they got to go, and so at least the stepsisters and the mother went off to the ball and had a great time, and that's how it ended. No? Well, that's as far as I got in the book, and then kind of... No, that's not how it ended. Hansel and Gretel, you know, eventually triumph over the witch. I won't say how. I don't think it was a nice thing to do to the witch, but anyway. Not very ecumenically friendly, as it were. And as for Cinderella, no, she actually gets to go to the ball and, you know, have a wonderful time with the prince, and actually ends up getting a whole new set of shoes. It's wonderful. But sometimes, you know, what we do with our story of the cross is we end up stopping. When we think about the triumph of the cross, we end up stopping on Good Friday, on the crucifixion. And Catholics, I think we're particularly good at this. We love Good Friday. Some of us look forward to it better than any other day of the year. To experience, you know, we love that sort of, oh, I'm bad, oh, I'm such a sinner, woe is me, you know, Jesus died for my sins, you know, he poured out his blood for me, and we just sort of relish it. Some people have seen that, you perhaps have seen that, the Passion of the Christ. Who here has seen the Passion of the Christ? Raise your hand. How many of you have seen it, like, more than one time? Yeah, I thought so. You know, other movies, you just let it go. But that one, oh, God, you can't get enough of it. But why? We end up focusing so much on the Passion. And today I want to remind you that the story doesn't stop there. The reason why the cross means so much to us is because we know what happens afterwards. We know it's triumphant and that we embrace it because we know that there's resurrection. It's why we embrace the cross as Christians, as Catholics. We begin our service in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We make the sign of the cross. When you were baptized, actually every sacrament has it, but in your baptism you were marked with the sign of the cross on your foreheads. We embrace the cross because it tells us and reminds us of the mystery of faith that we will experience at the altar. Christ died and rose again. It is part of our life. It is part of the mystery that we live. Every moment of our life is a death and resurrection. Think about it. Think for a moment of a time in which perhaps you felt like it was a cross. that you were going through perhaps a particularly hard time, remember a time in which not only was it a difficult time, but then somehow, through time, through God's grace, you were brought to the other side. The door was closed, but a window was opened. Somehow you experienced, in some minor way, a death and a resurrection. Can you think of one? Can you think of a time in your life in which you know, either personally or perhaps you even know someone close to you who's experienced that death and resurrection? I don't mean that you actually died on the operating room table and you were dead for 2 minutes and they resuscitated you. Though if that did happen, I'm curious about it and would tell me later. But just the regular crosses that we bear, do you have one in mind? The reason I keep asking you if you have one in mind is because I'm going to expect that as a Christian, you'd be willing to share that death and resurrection, that mystery of faith that we keep talking about, how God sort of helps you through that dark time. Because I want you to share that with someone here. I want you to share it with someone, maybe in the row behind you or in the row in front of you. Maybe it's somebody you don't know who's next to you. And go ahead and share that now. And not a soul moves. It's amazing. So let's try that again. Now. Share that story. No, really. Resurrection. I hate to cut your story off. I mean, it's sort of like that Hansel and Gretel story again. It's like, oh no, we only got through the cross. We didn't quite get to the resurrection. But as people of faith, death and resurrection, we encounter that all the time. And we embrace the cross because we know it's symbol of resurrection as well. It reminds us that God has conquered and we have nothing to fear. So I hope you can share that good news. That good news with people at work, with your family, with friends. Get used to sharing the story of your life and Christ's presence in it. For truly we believe in Christ triumphant. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.